So you're gonna call me sensei today.
I would go for a stage, like this is my position. Stage.
I don't
All
feel
right.
okay saying
it. We need another one here.
Whoa, okay. I think we're gonna fail it.
Yeah. Because I was like, I thought it would be easier. Like, go away, vampire.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of our podcast where language enthusiasts talk about learning and stuff.
It's three of us here.
I'm Zoya.
I'm Taya.
And I'm Ksusha.
In this chaotic world, we're all in need of safe space to speak one's mind, love, and enjoy life.
Because that's the only way to stay sane while
zooming
through
chaos.
Hi, and welcome back to Zoom In for Chaos podcast. Today we have a new episode. Surprise, surprise. And we have actually the new format. Am I right, girls?
Okay. We should have talked about it before we started recording. I guess it's a kind of new segment, but we're gonna see if it's gonna be, you know, picked up by the audience. I mean, like, if they're gonna like it.
Yeah.
They're gonna like it. It's gonna be a whole other segment that we are willing to record for you guys. So, like videos, leave comments below.
Share with the other language enthusiasts. That's always help for us. But anyways, today we are going to be students, me and Zoya, and Taya will be our sensei.
Yeah.
Dozo. Hello.
Okay. So tell us what we are going to do today.
So you're gonna call me sensei today. Taya sensei.
How to say yes?
Hi.
Hi sensei.
Oh, that's actually good. So okay. I'm gonna tell you a word in Japanese. So you all know, maybe. For those who don't, I'll explain. I'm learning Japanese. And now I'm on the sick leave. Maybe no, not a sick leave. It's just
sabbatical.
On a sabbatical, yeah.
Yes, yeah, sabbatical leave. But of learning Japanese, and I'm trying to compensate that on.
Oh. On us? Are we your guinea pigs? Oh my god. I feel so used.
No, actually, I came to this idea while I was. Actually, I learned that from a Telegram channel I'm subscribed to. And this is there are some votes, voting,
like
what?
Polls,
quizzes.
Yes, polls. Yes. Well, voting polls.
Yeah.
And quizzes. Yeah. So you can pick the right meaning of the hieroglyphs, or you can pick the right number of strokes that are used in a hieroglyph that you have. So it's like just some small piece of information for me to not to, in order not to forget Japanese. So I came to this idea to teach you some hieroglyphs. Not hieroglyphs, they are just words in Japanese that contain two hieroglyphs. They have their own meanings, each of them, and you have to decipher what the whole word means by having the meaning of each of the hieroglyphs. So
okay.
I guess I explained that
okay.
pretty clear. So are you ready?
Yes.
No, but let's go.
I sensei. You
know,
I sensei.
I don't
All
feel
right.
okay saying it.
I will do it for both of us.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. Now, the first one is ginkgo.
Is it some kind of a plant?
Good thing, but no. Do you want to hear the...
Yeah, two meanings. Mm-hmm.
So the first hieroglyph, gin, means silver. The okay. second, ko, means go somewhere, like travel, go.
Like silver travel somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're gonna fail it.
yeah, there is a person.
Because I was like, I thought it would be easier.
Big chance.
Because even in English, it's like, you know, no, wait, not English. I'd say, no, English too. But German, it's like they have very long words. But usually, like,
they make sense altogether. Several,
they make sense, right? Mm-hmm. Even this thing with, you know, eggs, whatever. I don't remember the whole thing from our episode. Mm-hmm. The words.
Yeah. Eierschalen zum Brustelin wirer
Sach. Exactly.
I think like separate words make sense that it's the whole thing, but I might be mistaken here. And here, yes, silver and go. Okay, is it a noun or a verb at least?
It's a noun.
It's a noun. Okay, noun. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Doesn't. Not
maybe really. It's something okay. that sanitizes something like silver does.
Is it something to do with vampires?
Ooh.
No. Oh.
Like, go away! Go away, vampire!
I've got silver in my head, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe we should ask for these options that Ty has.
Yes, please.
Okay, let's make it multiple choice.
We're gonna use cheat sheet.
I've got four options.
Mm, all right.
The first one, make money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, money. Treasure or searching mm-hmm. for treasure.
Mm-hmm.
And a bank.
This is free.
you said four
options.
Oh, well, like searching for treasure, like a process of doing
treasure.
That. And treasure.
Or treasure.
Or treasure.
But
yeah.
You said it's a noun, so it can't be looking for treasure.
Okay.
You eliminated your whole option.
Well, I prepared these options way before you asked me.
I'd say it's a bank.
A noun or not.
What was the first one? I can't recall the first
money,
one.
Like
money.
Money, earning money.
Again, a verb.
Okay, yes, it's a verb again. So, guess it's a bank then. Yeah, I would
agree. Yes! Woo! Right.
We need something like here. Will it work?
Point.
Yes, will it work? Yes, it will work!
But only for you.
Sorry.
Okay, so it's a bank. All right, bank. Mm-hmm.
And in general, yes. Like, is ginkgo is some sort of plant? Ginkgo plant? No, I'm mistaken. So. Okay.
I don't know.
If I'm not mistaken, please leave the comments below.
If you know what kisha means.
Yes. If you can read my mind, please help me out.
Okay,
let's go to the second one.
Uh-huh. The second
one, it's a word that is I guess Ksusha knows the meaning the minute she hears how it is pronounced. That's why I'm very against.
Maybe don't pronounce it then.
Pronounce it. All right, okay. Two hieroglyphs. The first one is a horse.
Uh-huh.
The second one is a deer, like
also an animal.
Like the animal. Also.
Yes, animal right. in the forest, yeah. One,
okay, horse and deer.
Horse and a deer.
Mm-hmm.
We need to deduce the meaning from that bit.
Sorry, is it the third animal then?
You're partly right.
Is it a unicorn?
No.
Horse and a deer.
It's a noun.
Very logical. Yes.
It's a noun.
I am very logical. I'm a Virgo. Mm-hmm. So, okay, noun. Oh, noun. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm just at the loss of words and ideas. Like, I'm drawing blank.
So, should we, like, just let you pronounce it so Ksyusha guesses, or should we hear the options?
As you wish.
We can start with the options if they are so sure in my abilities. Thank you very much. I think you over-exaggerate them, but... Thank you anyways.
No, we could check. We could check actually. But if you're here and you know exactly the meaning, you can leave
I can wink you.
Options for Zoya.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. Oh, okay. It's Baka.
Ah, okay. I got it. Yes.
Yeah. Now Zoya, options for you.
All right.
Is it cattle? Is it wildlife? Or is it an idiot or a fool?
Wait a second. Cattle, like a lot of cows, or the one, the kitchen appliance?
A lot of cows.
Cattle. Okay. Cattle. The second one?
Wildlife.
Wildlife.
Or an idiot.
But you said that I was partly correct when I mentioned that it's the third animal, right?
Yeah.
But I still think it's an idiot.
According to my logic.
I think yes. It's still an idiot. Yeah? Okay. Okay.
So you knew that, yeah?
Ta-da!
Whoa. Okay, okay.
2 points. Right. Cool. Let's go to the next one. Mm-hmm. This one consists of... looking at something or seeing something, like see or look.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the second one is dance.
Mm, cute.
And it's called Mimai.
Mimai. Like Mimo
usually
in the Bang Bang Theory.
Mimo,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Noun? Again?
Verb. There's no such category in Japanese language. Like, there are no nouns, verbs.
Oh, seriously? Like, are you serious? There are no parts of speech in Japanese?
No.
Or not the ones that we're used to?
There are, but there are. But you can make it a verb, you can make it a noun.
Ah, I see, but the same in English. Like, dance also can be a verb and a noun, so...
Yes,
all right,
like dance and dancing.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
okay.
It's a like a process or
mm-hmm. Looking at something and dancing.
Looking or seeing something?
See and look.
You mean see
this
like
is...
watch? We're just gonna destroy Japanese.
Works,
like
yes.
We're too logical for Japanese. Do you understand? Like I'm starting to understand that I'm too logical for I guess all Asian languages.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's true.
That's,
I also
my,
that's
that
why for you it's only Asian food.
Yeah, yeah. And here's food. The episode to watch about that. Okay. Options then? I have no
okay.
idea.
3 options.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, stage. Like
theater? Okay. Like theater?
Like theater,
yes,
theater
stage
yes, yes.
or concerts. Second, visiting someone who is very sick or just a sick person.
And dance for them?
Dance
okay.
on their grave.
What's going on? No, please. We can get cancelled for that.
We're not doing it.
Okay. Not suggestions
yes.
as well.
Disclaimer.
Or the third one, cemetery.
Ksyusha's gonna be so upset. I think it's cemetery.
No, I'm like, I'm
because
that,
they celebrate, you know. They celebrate the dead, I think, because they also wear white, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
for
they
the funeral,
wear white,
so.
But I
think
saw nothing about
dancing,
no!
Is it cemetery?
I would go for a stage. Like, this is my position. Stage!
Okay, it's neither.
Thank you.
A sick person.
A sick well, person it's almost symmetry.
No, all right. No, like I have one for here. Wait. Yes, that's it.
So 0 points, you get 0 points for that.
Okay, it's two for us and one for you.
Yeah.
Two of them to guests.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. I need to make it more like elaborate, the options that I...
No, these ones were great, actually.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah, so...
They threw me off, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
They made me question my life choices.
Oh, why?
Oh, it's just a joke. Let's go. What's the next one?
The next one. Mm. It's Ryugaku. Ryugaku. It has... So the first hieroglyph means to stop doing something. One of the meanings is stop. The second hieroglyph has one of the meanings like learning something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's stopping and learning.
Stop learning.
Stopping and learning.
Die.
Stopping your life and learning.
So we have one option, die. The second one.
Maybe something like, no. Okay, I'm ready to hear the options.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, the first option, online learning.
Makes sense.
Okay.
The second one, being expelled from a university or an institute or school.
Too logical, okay.
Not logical, our option, no.
I know that it's a trap, okay.
Okay, and the third one, study abroad.
Stop. Study. That's actually also quite one. Logical. Don't we have the option with dying?
Online,
because stopping, well, I don't know why, but still, the first one, online learning.
No, I like the one with abroad.
You like it or you think it's the correct one? You like the idea?
Both of them.
Okay.
The combo. No, I think it just, maybe it's just my wild imagination, but still, when you go abroad and you are just getting sucked into all that parties and stuff, you stop learning. Mm-hmm. So I would go for this one.
Okay. Again, like logic.
Maybe it will be... not the correct option.
Okay, so we have two options.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Ksusha is right, so she won.
Okay.
I need this one.
So it's studying abroad. I don't see the logic there, but Ksusha has seen one. No. But it made me think, why is it stop learning?
Mm-hmm.
And the second I like chose this word for us, I just immediately thought of online learning as an option because it could be hilarious. So many people just don't like learning something online,
don't believe in that,
they think it's a waste of time.
All right.
There are some others.
It is like 3-1, right? We guessed 3 out of 4.
3-1. Yes.
Yes, 3-1.
We didn't guess the one with the sick person.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes.
So we guessed 3 out of 4. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not that bad, actually.
By choosing two different ones, you just follow the strategy of winning.
3.5.
Yeah.
Okay, we will try to agree on something together.
Okay, let's do that. So it's Jodan. Jodan, it means so it has the meaning of uselessness, like uselessness, hieroglyph uselessness. And the second is a story or conversation or something you just, like a normal conversation.
Small talk.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, I mean, or just a story. I mean, I'm trying to guess the
the
oh, small talk.
Yes.
Small talk, no? Useless conversation.
Yeah, because so many people makes think sense. That it is, but I don't think so, actually.
It's actually one of my
options.
Options, yes.
Okay, it's not the right one because you didn't react like it was the right one. So, okay. Crossing out that one. All right.
Okay, I'll add one more so you get four options. The second is a joke. The third is a quarrel, like an argument, a quarrel. And the fourth one is advice.
I don't think it's a quarrel because I believe that they think that quarrel is useful.
Okay. I know very little about Japanese people. I cannot elaborate here, but...
I'm not an expert here as well, but this is just my take.
They strike me as serious people. I'd say
yeah,
a joke.
So maybe joke. Yes, it's yes.
Okay, so we agree here.
We agree here. Joke. Let's go to joke.
Well, that was very easy, you know. It's a joke, really.
Yes,
is it? Yeah. Okay.
Good girls.
Okay, we know something about
yeah,
this video.
And actually it was fun. But why I liked it, because we, at least at the end, started getting into the culture. Like, okay, so what kind of people they are? Because language is really a reflection of culture and, like, vice versa. Mm-hmm. So they're really connected. Mm-hmm. And now we know that useless story, kind of, for them is a joke. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No time for that. Only the
yeah,
series.
No time for that. It's like, I don't know if we're gonna leave it here, but still, I'm gonna tell the story. I'm sorry. I watched a video of Australians teaching Australian slang, but like they will like feed, they will being what?
Fed?
They will being. What's going on? Wait a second. They were fed, okay, this word, so like they didn't choose them themselves. So, and somebody said, like, I think it was something like zombie box or something. And one said, wait, is it TV? And they're like, yeah, it's TV. And I'm like, wait a second. And they're like, but we've never used it in our lives. Like, but we understand like zombie box because people get, you know, like zombies watching so much TV. And I'm like, wait a second, what do Australians think about TV? So, yeah. But it's real fun.
Yeah, it's always the language is always the kind of window to see how people perceive the world, because the language is how we do that. Through that, we do that. All of our culture is connected to that. So, sure.
Yeah.
It has.
So I really enjoyed it. Yeah. I do want to do round two, but... Guys, we need your support, you know. Give us likes, give us the views, and then we're going to do round two. Maybe you learn something yourself. Do you think we have people who watch us who actually
speak Japanese, yes.
Yeah. I mean, not native speakers, I guess, but...
Yeah, some of the guys from my Japanese course, they subscribe to us, I guess.
Well, being a subscriber and really watching the videos... two different things. I can, like, I'm speaking about myself too here. Like, I subscribe to a lot of channels, but watch very few
and
of them.
I subscribed to them after I started creating my own content because
yes. So people who watch us and they are not subscribed to our channel, guys, we can see you. Stop hiding.
It becomes really dark. I think we need to stop here.
Yeah,
big sisters watching.
Very feministic of you.
Yes. Right. Okay. So, thank you very much for the class.
Yes. Thank you,
Taya-sensei.
Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. It was real
You're
fun.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we'll see you in the other episode.
Yeah, thank you.
No.
Bye.
Bye-bye.